The moon is friend for the lonesome to talk to, Carl Sandburg.
Lori Hi-Guy lives and writes in South Whitley, Indiana. She has a Bachelor of Arts in English Writing from Indiana University, Purdue University, Fort Wayne. Her chapbook, The Universe of Beaver Lake, was published by Finishing Line Press. Her poetry has appeared in the Dandelion Review and Confluence Literary Magazine. Lori joins us remotely via Zoom. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Lori, what poems have you brought for us?
You, Moon. I can't keep up with you, inconsistent orb. More soft-spoken than the sun, more mystic than his daily light. He is boring, apart from a breathtaking rising or setting. He is usual, expected in east mornings, farewell and west swallowing horizon. You, Moon, brandishing your magnificent orange dress tonight. Tomorrow, far, white, cratered. You, always aiding hunters, wolf, worm, blue, pink moon, super moon. As a child, I had a dream that I received my large blue eye as a gift when I was born under a full you. Last week, your crescent was magnified, hanging thumbnail clipping, pretending to be thin. But on that clear country night, star spotlights pointed out the dark side of you, hiding behind my shadow. Last glimmer before next new night darkness. You, waxing, waning, pulling the oceans to your whim, controlling tides, reproductive organs, mental health, the powers of werewolves and witches, and me thinking that you were mine when, so obviously, I am yours. A little less gravity. With a planet for company, I pirouette with the early morning breeze. Venus hanging in the east with my family, while I'm out here on my own with four kids. Did you see the pink supermoon Tuesday? I imagine that she took away from your glory that day. She's so moody, best to just dim a little when she's glowing so. I'm guessing that many of us are feeling you're kind of lonely right now, trapped so far away from the touch of others on our own islands of blackness, virus home shelters, fearing an invisible enemy. How do you do it? Maybe we all need a little less gravity, a little more space home orbit, or maybe just some sleep. This constellation life. I don't want to belong to the sky with its intoxicating lights. The earth should suffice. If I keep my eye on the ground, my foot on the road, existence should put this crazy stargazing to rest, and I can end this constellation life. The past, like this starshine, millions of years ago, should not affect me like the Milky Way eroding my mind into a river absorbed into my subconscious. I'm constantly thinking of the Big Dipper, Orion, Sagittarius, Virgo. If I could just ponder the gravel, dirt, pavement, my concentration could be correctly placed. My time with the stars has ended. I will bathe in the Earth's more stable elements that I can caress with my finger. Chasing Venus. Daybreak and we drive east. Rose sunrise tickling the horizon, fading up into lemonade and cotton candy sky. She sitting next to me, an extension of me, following the colors of dawn up until she discovers the last star bright in the rising light. That eastern beacon drawing us close, closer to morning, closer to school and the long day looming. Venus, clean celestial light, comforting her in a way that I never can. She makes sure that although I turn, this planet never leaves her sight. Quietly, with time, I see her blue-gray eye fixed, chasing Venus with fresh longing. Her body melts into the car seat, focused on a dream, her hope for the day. Reassured as she holds this bright, cheerful orb with her persistent gaze until we get to school, she is controlling something gigantic. She is tidal, pull of the moon.
You have been listening to the poems of Lori Hi-Guy, on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.